Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Customer-Led Groove Show, where we discuss and share the best practices and the latest trends in customer marketing, advocacy, and customer-led growth. Today's episode is brought to you by BASE, a pioneer in B2B marketing and the industry's first CLG ecosystem for customer-led marketers, sales, and product professionals. Okay, let's welcome the CLG team and today's guests.
Welcome to another episode of Customer-Led Groove, brought to you by BASE, or orchestrated by BASE and part of the CLG campus. Today, I am really excited that Dan Tyree is here. Dan and I worked together at HubSpot. He's been at HubSpot since 2007. He's a mentor to me, an investor, an advisor, and he wrote the book Inbound Organization, How to Build and Strengthen Your Company's Future Using Inbound Principles. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And as Dan would say, oh, baby, let's start.
Yeah, that is my tagline. Do you have a motto in 2023?
I do.
What's your motto?
Learn, teach, learn.
Learn, teach, learn. I like that. It's iterative, right?
Yeah.
Mine is, let's just see in 2023. I'm a little bit more skeptical than I have in the last couple of years. I want to make sure we roll out okay, right? Want to be positive, but we'll see what happens.
You are Mr. Positive. And when you say the word skeptical, it's like you're speaking Russian to me.
I know. I skew positive. I've been like that for about 35 years. We were just talking about this. There's so much shaming and judging and criticizing in the world, right? Anytime you want to see examples of that, just go on my Twitter feed. And I'm like, who are these people? All these opinions and all these things left and right. And like, I want to be the exact opposite. You're Scott Wilder. You can do anything, right? Which I've told you multiple times. Yep. And after I tell you that enough, you're like, yes, especially you. You got so many accomplishments. You've helped build so many partner enablement programs. You're doing all these great side projects. So I'm happy to be part of that journey.
Yeah. Well, Dan, you are Mr. Positivity. And what I really like is that there's a lot of drama out there. I mean, I know it's a really tough time for a lot of people with the economy and COVID and all that. But, you know, I'm a glass half full guy.
Yeah. And like you were talking in the briefing meeting about the change in marketers. First of all, in about 2018, 2019, marketing was everything. Right. It moved from being like a discipline or a department or something like that to be culture,
yep.
To be lead generation, which has been for a while. Schmarketing, working closely. It's been rev ops. It's like they have responsibility for everything. Right. If you're a marketer in 2023, you chose the right discipline. Right. You got full time employment for your entire career. The one thing, though, is it completely changed. Right. With chatbot GPT, everything that we learned about content creation, other than you, did you just tell me you got 20 podcasts in the can already?
No, I've done 21. They're on the site. They're on Apple. They're on Alexa and all that. But I also have 21 in the can.
40. You got 40. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. You're a content creation machine. Are you sure you're not artificial intelligence? That's like fairly prolific.
Right.
I know. Exactly. But it's going to be different now. Right. Before, we spent all our time writing blog articles, doing this stuff. Now that's table stakes. Now marketers got to evolve. Right now, marketers have to look at the cross-departmental platforms. Now they have to understand a little bit more about how they deeply impact the business. They got to understand the branding. They have to understand the lead generation. They have to understand of delivering the right information to the customer in the customer journey at the right time. And now when you can create all this content virtually for free, that's quality content. Now it's like a jigsaw puzzle. Okay, where do we put the Dan Tyree Scott Wilder podcast to influence the person to take that next step? When do we send one of those other 40 podcasts that you've done to strategically provide the right information? And I was just talking about this at a venture capital CEO summit. We're talking about time to value, right? And like, this is a 25-minute podcast. You told me you were going to pull the plug at 25 minutes. You're like, Tyree, my audience does not like people droning on and on and on, right? And that's true, because what we find is people have shorter attention spans, right? They want to get right to the value, no fluff. Every now and then, they want a joke or two. Does your audience like jokes, Scott?
I think so, yeah. No, okay. Our customer marketers, customer success folks, they like humor, so.
Okay, what do you call a snarky inmate walking downstairs?
Snarky walking downstairs. I don't know.
A condescending, condescending. I know. I got that from a 9-year-old on Tumblr, right? Is Tumblr still a thing? I don't think so. But like, I practiced that a million times. Anyway, right? A little bit of humor injected in that process. A big shoes to fill for marketers in 2023, but super exciting, right? More tools than ever, more attribution capabilities, more responsibility, and definitely a seat at the table. In the old days, right? Marketing was a built-in excuse, right? Building my entire career just about in the sales organization, right? I was always the god because I did 90% of the work, right? Marketing department developed the lead gen, and I would take the lead and I'd have my sales team call and qualify and demo
for taking and coaching
connect people. And then then close the deal or move on. And marketing either wasn't creating enough leads for me or creating too many leads, which created a problem. And so if I was doing great, I got all the money, I got all the budget, I got all the glory. If I was doing poorly, I'd be like, it's marketing's fault. And it worked. It worked for 25 years. It was interesting. It's not like that now. Now marketing has the attribution characteristics that are like that podcast with Tyre, right? That brought in a lot of Gen Z and millennial folks. They weren't really decision makers, but they liked the big energy or something like that. And you can see that information. So it's a little bit more tactical, data oriented and effective.
Well, it's great to bring in those guys because someday they will be decision makers. It's kind of like the Apple strategy of getting their computers, getting their iPads in schools, because someday, right, they're going to be purchasers.
100%. There's when I wrote the book, The Inbound Organization, with my buddy Todd Hockenberry, 2018. Right. There's a couple of core rules. The first rule is to treat people like human beings. Right. And you got to be like, you'd think you wouldn't have to remind people. You definitely have to remind them about treating people like human beings. You can't spam them. You can't just send out non-customized information. You can't not return their phone calls. The thing that pisses me off the most is when there's no phone number for me to call, or you call and you get caught in a phone tree. I don't know why they call it a phone tree. They should call it a phone hairball. Right? It's horrible, right? There's no way for me to get to you. I have no idea what's going on. And I am now a dissatisfied customer.
Actually, right? What's worse for me is that when they don't respond at all.
Yes.
You know, I tell the story, Ted Leonsis, right? He is the chairman of AOL. He is this, you know, he owns the Washington Capitals and all this stuff. I worked with him 30 years ago and he still responds to my emails.
I respond to your emails. I'm not as rich as he is, but I'm probably as busy.
But that's great.
And you have to respond. And, right, treating people like human beings first means understanding them as a person, right? Doesn't mean that you can't be direct. Doesn't mean you're going to have great conversations with everybody. But everybody deserves a little bit of time and empathy. That's one of the big things that I've learned in a business, especially at HubSpot over the last 15 years.
Say more about
treating people like... I know, treating people like human beings is super important, because that's what I would want to happen if somebody's working with my wife, my kids, myself, right? Number two is you help before you sell. Now, this is very controversial. I was just in New York doing a future technology presentation, and I'm like 15, 18 minutes into my presentation, and somebody in the third row stands up and says, no, all right? And I don't know if you've ever been to a Dan Tyre presentation, but very few hecklers. And I'm like feeling, oh, this is pretty good. This is my really first heckler. Can't believe it. Oh my goodness, this is great for me. And everybody in the audience is looking at me like, oh, what are you going to do? And I'm like, all right, somebody bring up a mic. What's your name? He's like, Neil. And I'm like, Neil, what's your deal? He goes, helping everybody doesn't work. I'm like, all right, what works in your industry? He goes, we recruit people right out of college. They make 125 calls a day. I'm like, not 118, not 117. No, it will make 125 calls a day. It's the same script for everybody. Mr. Wilder, right? I saw on whatever, it not particularly innovative, not customized, anything like that. He goes, we get two people out of the 125. And those are the two people we work with. I'm like, let me get this right. Two people out of 125. That's a little less than 1%. He's like, yes. And I'm like, so that's, you're wasting 99% of your time, effort, and money. And the guy, everybody starts laughing. He goes, yeah, but it's worth it, right, to get those two people. I'm like, what do you think of the other 123 when you call them, right, and waste their time? And he's like, well, they don't pick up. And then he left. He just left. This is not my, well, I'm like, okay, well, I just drove my first heckler out the door, right? Boom. Good for me.
Yep.
So treating people like human beings and helping not sell. Now, that's the basis of your philosophy as well. The reason you're doing all these podcasts and helping people out is you just like to help people. Why do you like to help people?
I like to help people. I mean, to be honest, it makes me feel good, right? It makes me feel good. And then also, hopefully, you know, they can play it forward. You know, it's, I always end these podcasts by saying, don't like me, just play it forward, right? I don't need likes. I need you to play it forward. And that's what it's about. I mean,
Yes, you've always been like that, right? And it's not self-edification, right? That's the key thing. When I'm trying to do the most good for the universe, that's what I found the same thing. People say, Tyre, thank you so much for helping me out. I'm like, it's my pleasure. And the real value I get in life is helping people, right? My purpose is to make people feel better, right? And to make sure that they feel enabled, that they can go and do everything they want to do. No segment more critical than marketers in 2023, because of all the responsibility they have, because of the change and evolution in that business that will affect every industry, every company size, and revenue results over the next decade.
So you've been doing sales, you've been doing, you know, partnerships and all this. You know, one of my big things is customer marketers or marketers need to get out there and actually talk to the customers.
Yeah.
Right.
So sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard. But if it's hard, just sit and answer the phone. Right. At HubSpot, we have the executives sit in the front desk periodically to understand the flow of messages and people calling in. At when we do our consulting for the inbound organization, we typically ask the CEO, right, like, what's the customer journey like? If people want to connect with you, how do they do it? And they say, oh, they call our sales team. And I go, how does that go? And they go, oh, it goes good. It's good. I go, let's try it. I bring the phone up.
Awesome.
I don't know. People call through their CRM now. So I have this like phone.
You bring the computer.
Exactly. The 20-year-olds are like, what's that? Old man. And the other people are like, oh, well, look at that. An old phone, like in the 1980s. Amazing. And I'm like, let's call. And they're like, no. You see the fear ripple right through their face. And they're like, no. I'm like, no. Right? Unprompted. Let's see what happens when a prospective customer calls into your phone bank. Right. And it's a huge wake up call because it solidifies the importance of the inbound leadership principles and sales philosophy, which number one, treat people like human beings. Number two, you have to help first. You help everybody. Right. Just like you're doing with this podcast. Right. It's not restricted. You don't have to pay for them. You help everybody. Then you'll figure out your ideal customer profile. And there's a certain subset of everybody you help. Right. That would be like, okay, can you give me a little bit more value? Right. Is there a way that I can get a premium subscription? Is there something more that I can get so that I can get that time to value, which is the foundation of modern digital marketing? Right. Then three, and this is where the change in marketing in 2023 is really important. That is, you have to serve up the right information to the right person at the right time. And it's crazy customizable. Crazy. I should know that you live in San Francisco. I should know that you're either a Giants fan or a 49ers fan. And if I don't, right, if I put up a Seattle Seahawk, you're like secretly pissed at me. There we go. Yes, I should know that based on like reviewing information. And then I should utilize that in a quicker connection, that time to value. Number four, you've got to look at all of the data, right? That data is critically important and it's different data. It's not only attribution data, it's how people move to the next stage, right? And then obviously customer experience is your ultimate competitive advantage, right? And the riches are in the niches. That's the one thing that I'm kind of famous for saying. In the UK, I say, if you want to go to the beaches, you've got to work the niches, right? You could attribute that to me. I said it 50 times.
I love that.
And I know. And because in the old days, you could be a generalist. Today, I was just working with a startup company that I invested in Toronto, Canada. And I'm like, how many people in your ideal customer profile? They're like 10,000. I'm like, okay, I don't think that's ideal. I think that's a big segment. Let's cut down to, let's say, 200, right? And you tell me the attributes of why those 200 will be your best customer. And it's nothing against them, right? They're great people. They have a highly successful business. They just want, as entrepreneurs sometimes do, they want everything. right? And they all want it in 2023. I'm like, no, let's just figure out the 150 customers we're going to onboard in 2023. Let's find out where we do the best work. So when people say, oh my goodness, you work with these three companies, they're just like me, where it becomes easier for you to do it. And then once we have a dominant market share in that particular silo or stovepipe, then we just find another one, right? And that's very, very hard for many senior managers. I bet you all the marketers that are listening to this, they go, yeah. We've been trying to explain to our board of directors and senior executive team about that forever, right? About the focus on ideal customer profiles and personas, right? It's just hard for them to understand. But the data says, if you want to grow more quickly, you concentrate on a core value proposition in a core industry or location or size or whatever, and it will make a huge difference.
Yeah. I mean, I always tell people, like, if you want to scale your business, you need to build those human relationships first and start small. But I like your quote there about the niches.
That was one of the things you asked me. What are the three things that I learned? And one of the things that I've learned is every business is a people business. The reason I'm doing this podcast is you and I know each other, right? The reason we know each other is because, like, we interacted in a previous company, right? And that, that plays a lot. Right. And some people think that technology isn't a people business. It's the exact opposite. Right. It's so rare when people come out of the ivory tower of technology and, like, call a customer or communicate, like pick up the phone. One of the things that I tell all the entrepreneurs of companies that are scaling, pick up the phone and call your top five customers. And they're like, on the phone? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like now? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, what do I say? I'm like, first of all, find out who you're talking to. Second of all, make sure that your contact knows that you're making an executive call. Third of all, pick one or two, three things that you've done that are amazing over the last 6 months, right? Include your typical point of contact and tell them, number one, we appreciate your business. You write a check to us every month or every quarter, and we like that, right? Number two, we're at your service. I am the CEO, or I'm the VP of sales, or I'm the VP of customer service, or I am an employee of X, Y, and Z. And we want to earn your business. Is there anything that we can do to be a better partner, right? The times that I have done that, people have been floored. They're like, what? I'm like, is there anything that's in your craw or something that you thought about or something that would advance this relationship? They're like, not that I can think of right now. I'm like, okay, this is my cell phone, right? 602-432-7451. If you think of something, you just text me. I'll be back to you within 24 hours. I travel a lot. I may be in Africa, but I'll get back to you. And we'll take action on that. And they're like, okay, Mr. Tyre, thank you so much for calling. And it has made a huge difference in connecting in that community.
Awesome. No, I love that. The human aspect, it's huge. And
we can't emphasize that enough. And it's easy to fall back on all of the tools and strategies that we've been taught as digital marketers to lean towards inhuman. But it's always, if you can go belly to belly, right? It's old Tommy Hopkins phrase. You and I can meet up in San Francisco. So impactful, right? So much more fun, right? And emerging towards getting to hybrid events and seeing people and going out to ball games and things like that. That's what life is all about.
So earlier in the discussion, you mentioned ChatGPT. GPT, and it's a hot topic today. So I'm just curious, you know, you are a content machine as well. How do you think about content these days as it relates to chat?
Same. Right. First of all, I've used ChatGPT multiple times and it's excellent. Second of all, it'll permeate through everything. You still have to ask the right questions. And the most important thing is not the creation of the content. That takes a microsecond now, right? Now the question is, how do you apply it to be effective? And that is a science fair question where it requires a significant amount of thought, understanding, monetization, applying that information. But those are the new table stakes, right? What happened in 2023 is that we just moved from, the minor leagues to the major league, right? And now there's going to be this huge land grab of people understanding how to use that core technology to their advantage. And some people are going to do it great, right? And some people are going to lack. And it will happen quicker than the content revolution and the inbound revolution over the last 10 years. So I think it's great. It's here to stay. You're going to see more and more AI-funded companies and scaling companies. And I think that by 2024, every single company, even small solo entrepreneurs and small businesses, will incorporate some level of AI directly into their business.
Awesome. So I want to be sensitive to your time, everybody's time. So two last questions. Is there anything I haven't asked you today that you thought, hey, Wilder, why didn't you ask me?
You sent me 50 questions. I'm like, you want me to get this done in 30 seconds? I mean, 30 minutes? This is an hour and a half podcast, so you'll have to ask me back. We talked about the inbound methodology. We talked about the inbound revolution. We talked about the fundamental changes through my career. The three things are every business is a people business, right? Tires, two rules. Oh, I've been big on this one when I'm talking to people in our portfolio companies in HubSpot. Two things that every marketer needs to understand. Number one, be aligned with your manager, right? And would you say you're aligned with your manager, Scott?
I think I'm aligned with my manager, and I will be transparent and say I've learned historically that you need to be aligned with your manager.
Exactly. And number two, if you need help, ask for it, right? Which is a strength, not a weakness. Good for you for reaching out. I'm happy to spend 30 minutes with my buddy, Scott Wilder, right? It's important for young people to understand that's not a sense of a weakness, right? Understanding and asking for help is a sense of strength. And then the way we solve problems in 2023, right? And this is another damn tireism. The way we solve problems, we start with the goal and work backwards, right? And I've been doing that for about 8 years, but lots of people are like, wow, I never thought of it like that. And I don't know why I didn't think about it like 10 years ago, but that's the only way you can solve the problem. Because unless you understand your end state, you can't really work your way to solving something without a goal, right? So that, and then you're Scott Wilder, you can do anything.
Awesome. And so last question, who or what in your career has really influenced you the most? Or give me an example of somebody.
Oh, so many people. Dharmesh Shah, I got 15 stories that are funny. Brian Halligan, who I've worked in my last two startups almost 20 years, and the CEO of HubSpot. Katie Burke, who's a people officer. Steve Levy, who is on my first board of directors. My wife, my beautiful wife, Amy Tyer, has been amazing. We've been married 33 years, 32 great ones and one mediocre one, which she lets me say from the stage.
I think that's a good batting average.
I know. That's why I tell people, right? When you're married for 33 years, right? There's going to be some curveballs and some disconnects. And we've been best friends and hanging out and living a great life ever since. Just thousands of people who've come to my shows, listened to my podcast, worked in our portfolio companies. And it's just getting started, right? I'm just revving up and super excited for what's coming in 2023, super excited for what's coming for my family, for our businesses, for HubSpot, and for marketers in general.
That's awesome. Well, Dan, it's been amazing having you here. We're definitely going to do a doubleheader and have you back again. So thank you. Anyway, this has been Customer-Led Groove, part of the CLG campus. And as I like to say, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, but don't like us, just play it forward. Thank you.
Thank you again for joining Customer-Led Groove. Remember, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and on the CLG campus. Feel free to rate us, follow us, and leave a comment on any of those platforms. We hope to see you again soon when we're back in the Customer-Led Groove.